Life is not primarily a quest for pleasure, as Freud believed, or a quest for power, as Alfred Adler taught, but a quest for meaning. Viktor Frankl. One of my all-time favorite books is Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. But something recently stuck out to me in that title, the word search. Then it got me thinking, why spend so much time searching for meaning when we can create it ourselves? Meaning can come in many different forms. With how diverse we are as humans, there are an equal amount of diverse ways we can find meaning. But how do we create it? In today's episode, I'll talk about a practice called constructivism and how we can be an active part in our own quest for meaning by creating it ourselves.
We feel like it's up to us to hold the line as we light this spark within.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Ignited Firefighter Podcast, the show where we bring the heat, both literally and metaphorically. I'm your host, Ryan Rodriguez, here to ignite the flames of knowledge and maybe even a little entertainment. Today's episode is titled Create Meaning in Your Life, and boy, do we have some enlightening ideas to set the sparks flying. We're here to discuss how we can create meaning in our lives and find clarity. Now, constructivism is not just a mouthful, it's an eye-opener. According to this theory, we aren't passive recipients of knowledge. Instead, we actively construct it. And as firefighters, we know action is in our DNA. Constructivism is like building your own mental Lego set. It's the idea that we actively create our own reality by constructing knowledge and understanding from our experiences. Since we'd like to become master builders when it comes to our own reality, let's talk about ways we can actively create meaning in our lives. How can we infuse our lives with more purpose and joy? Well, we start by seeking clarity. Seeking clarity is a key ingredient here. By examining our values, passions, and goals, we can find what truly adds meaning to our lives. This is the main reason I'm a firm believer that everyone should be journaling. I don't care how you do it. If you type, if you write, I don't care. But everyone should be taking their thoughts from inside their head and putting them down on paper. Now, I just said, I don't care if you type them or write them. Honestly, it doesn't matter either way, as long as you're making that transition, getting them out of your head and onto a screen or onto a piece of paper. By actively making your thoughts reality, you gain better insight as to what's important to you and what isn't. Another quarter is upon us, and that means a new cohort of my mastermind group, The Forge, is about to get underway. The whole goal of The Forge is to gain clarity on the things that you want to improve and construct an actionable path to get there. So for example, if you want to strengthen your core over the course of the final quarter of 2023, you could implement a daily primary tactic of doing a one-minute plank. This is something you'll do every day over the course of the next 3 months, so that come 2024, your core is exponentially stronger. And it works the same way in all the fire categories. We just need to work together in order to gain clarity on what you want your goal to be, as well as what your daily primary tactic should be. Sometimes life throws us lemons with a capital L. How can we choose a perspective that helps us find meaning in even the most absurd of situations? This might be where we embrace our inner sitcom writers. We can choose to view challenging situations as opportunities for character growth, or even comedy gold. In our line of work, a little laughter goes a long way. I'm not talking about this idea of toxic positivity, which focuses on an even worse case scenario. I've talked about this before, and it could look something like this. Let's say you run an EMS call on a patient who is having abdominal pain for 2 days, and you wind up transporting them to the ER. When you're all done and you're headed back to your station, you say something like, "Ugh, that patient had the worst breath." And your partner comes back with, "Well, at least they weren't covered in poop." Right? This is an example of toxic positivity. It takes what you've said, invalidates it, and hijacks it to an extremely lower standard of expectation. Now, is that person choosing their perspective? Yeah. However, it's a toxic one, and I'd highly advise you elevate your game and choose higher ground. This same scenario could have played out differently and instead built bonds if your partner instead said something like, "It was definitely a good reminder to brush my teeth at least twice a day," or, "Speaking of bad breath, let's stop and get some gum." Both of these chosen perspectives do two things. Number one, they don't invalidate your statement about your patient's bad breath. And number two, they set the tone for taking positive action in life. Creating meaning begins with seeking clarity. Just like navigating through smoke-filled rooms, life often leaves us feeling disoriented. But here's a tip. Grab your trusty Streamlight flashlight. No sponsorship here. It's just what came to my mind because that's what I have on my helmet, and it cuts through the smoke like a hot knife through butter. Grab your trusty flashlight of perspective and start searching for your path. By actively choosing our perspective, we can cut through the fog and find the path that resonates with us. The idea of choosing your perspective, regardless of what comes your way, is what's going to define your character. An article in Psychology Today gives us some great ideas to help jumpstart things that you could do to create meaning in your life. They list things like volunteer work, starting an important project. Volunteer work, speaking of, I volunteered at a place called Feed My Starving Children here in the Valley, in the Phoenix metro area. And what they do is they package meals for free and send them all over the world to less fortunate people. And it's a great time. We spend about, 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. There's music playing. We're systematically packing these meals, and it goes by so quick, and it's actually a really fun time, and it's a great bonding experience. But it also provides meaning. You can start an important project. So if you have something that you've been meaning to do around the house, like build a bookshelf or put up blinds, whatever it is, do that thing, set aside time to do that thing and create some meaning there. You could pursue something challenging, like putting up blinds or building a bookshelf. Maybe something you've never even done before. Maybe learn how to roller skate. I don't know. They also suggest seek ways to express yourself. So maybe taking an art class, or maybe just going to one of those pottery painting places and just get to work and see what flows, right? See what speaks to you. And finally, they suggest learn something new. So take a class. Maybe pick up an instrument. I don't know. Maybe learn how to build a website. It's up to you. Learn something new. Learning something new is going to stimulate your brain. It's going to jumpstart that craving in you to keep getting, new things under your belt in regards to like ideas, understanding. It's going to jumpstart that in your brain naturally. And then your brain's going to want to keep going with that. And it's going to just set a pattern and set a habit of where you're naturally looking for those meaningful things, and you don't have to force yourself. And these are all great ways to start thinking about something specific that you can do in order to find meaning and joy in your life. If you're still struggling a bit with getting ideas, let me share with you the things that I've got plugged into the FIRE framework template that we use inside the Forge. I'm going to share with you the things that I specifically have plugged into each one of these categories. So for my fitness category, I want to build strength, and so I adhere to a templated systemic approach to build it. I go to the gym at least 4 times a week, typically 6 times a week, but at least 4 times a week, and I spend an hour there. I'm not the guy who spends like 2-3 hours in the gym. I'm quality over quantity. I start out with my like 5 minute activation set, and then I do like a 5 minute warm up where I get, you know, sweaty my skin just enough to be sticky. So maybe even getting in the sauna for 5 minutes before I start working out. Then I do my strength training session for about 40 to 45 minutes, depending on what it is I want to do. Do I want to do an upper body push, an upper body pull, a lower body push, or a lower body pull? That's how I structure it. And then I build my workout around what system I'm working that day. Then I follow it up with about 10 to 12 minutes of high intensity cardio, typically on a treadmill or the stairmill. The elliptical is pretty good too. I mean, that's a pretty good option. I need to get back into that actually, because I have just been using the treadmill, which works, you know, so you just got to do what works for you. Then after my HIIT session, my post strength training cardio session, I will do about 5 minutes of stretching the muscle group that I just worked that day. That's my approach to my fitness category. My intellect category, I want to gain understanding on topics that I want to learn more about, so I have a small stack of books to read that cover those specific topics. So looking at my stack right now, I've got the Leadership Challenge, How to Make Extraordinary Things Happen in Organizations. I've got the Fire Assessment Center 360 from my good friend, Chief Freddie Fernandez. I've also got the 3-minute rule that I've been reading. I'm also reading The Coddling of the American Mind, which is a great political book to help me gain insight and understanding as to how people have become so, inept at solving their problems. It's something that I see working in the fire service. There are a lot of simple problems that could be solved, and this is a question I wanted to answer, so I picked up that book. My relationships category, my son is currently on a Spanish-speaking mission in Mexico. Did I say that right? Spanish-speaking? Or did I say Spanish-speaking? Anyway, and he's fluent in Spanish. He's down there right now speaking Spanish to the locals, and he's going to be there for another year. Little over another year. My wife taught Spanish for over 12 years. She's fluent, and I want to be able to communicate with them in that manner. And although I know enough Spanish to get by, or when I travel to Mexico or Spain, I can speak Spanish and I can get by. I want to specifically bridge the gap in this way. And so that's what I'm working on in my relationships category. My energy category, I want to gain a better understanding of the New Testament and build my spiritual energy. So I'm utilizing a workbook that has me reading scriptures every day and writing my thoughts down about what I've read. So it's a form of journaling, like active journaling that I'm doing. But I've also habit stacked that into my energy category, or into my desire to journal every day, right? So I've just incorporated that thing into my energy category. And it's like two birds, one stone. Your goals and categories might be close to mine, and they might be completely different, and that's fine. The goal of creating goals, incidentally enough, is that each category speaks to you specifically, personally, and it gives you joy and it gives you meaning. So we've constructed our understanding here. We've found meaning in unexpected places, and we've mastered the art of perspective. Now let's wrap it all up by discussing how creating meaning can shape a culture. When we infuse meaning into objects, events, or even a simple conversation at the kitchen table in the firehouse, we're creating a culture that values connection, laughter, and shared experiences. And as we do that, we gain insight into other people, their personal lives, their personal opinions. Just today, I asked the question about, the other people who have kids at home when they're on duty. I asked, what do you think about the term default parent? Do you feel like the person that stays home with the kids is the default parent? And so even when you go home, that parent is the default parent that your kids turn to when they need things? I don't particularly agree with that statement. I heard it on a different podcast. I don't agree with that statement. I don't think there is a default parent. But again, I just posed the questions and we had a really good discussion about it. things like that. We create instances where we create a culture of open discussion, understanding, seeking clarity, and gaining perspective. Sometimes life surprises us, my friends, and it's up to us to find meaning even in the most unexpected situations. When we create meaning in our lives, we don't just shape our own destiny. We nurture a culture where growth and inspiration can thrive. Just like back at the firehouse, where every firefighter plays a vital role in fostering a sense of camaraderie, purpose, and excellence. So let's put on our thinking helmets and spark the fire of constructivism within us. Remember, as we actively construct knowledge, we have the power to whip up a blaze of inspiration in our lives. Seek clarity, choose your perspective, and create meaning by infusing your ordinary with a hint of extraordinary. By doing so, we create a culture that ignites the spirits of those around us. If you're looking to create meaning in your life, then you should join The Forge and be a part of a growing number of people who are looking to refine themselves into the versions they want to be. Inside The Forge, I provide you with an actionable framework, and we work together to make sure that you've got strategies in place to close the gap. Click the link in the show notes to fill out a quick questionnaire that'll give me a better idea of who you are and the things you'd like to accomplish. I'll then personally reach out to you and share with you how The Forge is structured and what I can do to help you get you to where you want to be. I look forward to meeting you. The quarter four cohort starts on October 1st, and we'll be focusing on the teachings of Dr. Kevin Lehman and Bill Pentak from their book, The Way of the Shepherd. In this book, they share 7 secrets to managing productive people. This is a great book for anyone who is currently in a leadership or management role or is looking to become a leader in the future. It's a great book to learn some principles that can help guide your people to success and a more cohesive team environment. That brings us to the end of another blazing episode of the Ignited Firefighter Podcast. Keep finding ways to create meaning in your life, and let the flames of constructivism guide your path. This is Ryan Rodriguez signing off, challenging you all to keep the fires of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning bright. Stay safe, stay inspired, and refine yourself. Become the person you want to be. Be ignited.